Please turn into the 22nd chapter of the book of Luke, and we will begin our reading in verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Heavenly Father, be with us in this hour. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You see the warning to Peter by Jesus Christ that Peter will deny our Lord and Savior, his Lord and Savior. And you see the warning here. Jesus says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. There's a warning here. Ladies and gentlemen, I will submit to you that we have our parents warning us. We have our parents warning us. We have our pastors warning us. Perhaps it's your wife, a loved one. Whoever it is, we have someone. Whoever it is, there is someone through the influence of God trying to warn us. To warn us about Satan coming after us. My question for you and for me is this. Are we willing to listen to the concern of God? God will put people in our life to warn us about the devil. And as you know, Peter was a great man. He led possibly thousands to the Lord. He was an influential man. But before he got... And by the way, there came a time in Peter's life after this where he did not deny the Lord, and he was martyred. Him and his wife were martyred for the Lord God of heaven. He had a second chance, and he passed. Amen? And but before he got that, he denied the Lord. Now, let me read these verses, and I want to show you that there is an inward battle within our lives to do right. We cannot live righteously by our own power. Let me explain by way of introduction. The Bible explains how there is an inward battle within ourselves to do right. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these things are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. There is an inward battle to do right. The Bible says this, and our flesh wants to do something else. In Jeremiah 17:9, it says, The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Beloved, until God gives us our sinless nature, we are not above sinning. In 1 Corinthians 15:53, one day God will give us an incorruptible body. It says, Therefore, this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So until we have our sinless nature, that means when we die and go to heaven, or should God come back by way of the rapture, when he catches us up in the air, we are still susceptible to sinning. Never, ever, ever say that, oh Lord, I won't deny you. Oh Lord, I won't cheat on my wife. That will never happen to me. I will never do this type of sin. You carry within you, if you're saved, two natures. A saved nature, which is the new man, and you carry the flesh, the old man. Those things fight each other. So unless you walk in the spirit, if you don't walk in the spirit, you will definitely, definitely fulfill the lusts of the flesh. You must be careful. So by way of introduction, no one is above sinning. So don't be like Peter in this passage saying, oh, I will never deny you. Pray that you don't. I want you to notice our first point. Jesus' concerned warning. Jesus' concerned warning. Before I proceed, as I said, we have a sinful nature. Watch out. Watch out. For Satan hath desired that he may sift you as wheat. Watch out. When people are trying to warn you, watch out. When people are trying to warn you about that girl, watch out. When the pastor is warning you about this friend that you're hanging out with, watch out. Oh, you might say, oh, I can hang around these friends. I won't change. They can't change me. Watch out. The title of this message is Watch Out. Notice with me our first point. Jesus is concerned warning. It says, as it says here in my notes, action to pay attention. Action to pay attention. It says there in our text verses, Simon. Simon. He said, Jesus says Peter's name twice in a caring way. He's trying to get him to be concerned. Pay attention. There's someone trying to destroy you. Jesus says, Simon, Simon, behold. What does behold mean? To fix the eyes upon, to see with attention, to observe with care. Beloved, could it be that you have a godly person in your life saying, Joseph, Joseph, or Jonathan, Jonathan, watch out. I noticed those people that you're hanging out with don't believe what we have been taught from the scripture. They think the NIV is okay. They think the New King James Bible is okay. They don't have any altar calls at their church. They believe all kinds of weird, wacky things. And you say, oh, I can hang out with them. They're nice. They can't change me. Brother, watch out. When people care for you and multiple people care for you, whether it's your parents, a godly pastor, your youth pastor, whoever your leader is, when they say, so-and-so, so-and-so, watch out. I don't think you should be hanging out with those people. And you say, no, they can't change me. They're just my friends. They're not going to change me. Watch out. Because because the moment you say you're above sinning, that's when the devil has you. The devil's going to sift you as wheat. Jesus states Peter's name twice to get his attention. A desired destruction from the adversary. A desired destruction from the adversary. I want you to notice a desired destruction from the adversary. Why did Jesus say, hey, Peter, Peter, behold? Why is that? Well, the desired destruction from the adversary. It says in our text verse in verse 31, Satan hath desire to have you that he may sift you as wheat. That means the devil wants to grind Peter into powder. He wants to grind us into powder. We need to pay attention. Behold, I want you to notice the ininvitable consequences. The ininvitable consequences. Sift you as wheat. It means to ground into powder, to separate the grain from the straw. Guys, the devil wants to grind us into dust. He's not playing games. And if we don't listen to God, by the way, don't think that God is going to come out of the clouds and warn you. If you look at 2 Kings, the last chapters, God warned Israel through the prophets and they did not listen. Could it be that someone listening to this program is being warned at church about what they're doing? They're hanging out with friends, they're texting the wrong girls, and they're saying, ah, I can't fall into sin. That girl will never get me into sin. Watch out. Watch out. Point number two, Peter's confidence in himself. Peter's confidence in himself. It says there, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison. Peter is saying, I am ready to go with thee. That's the biggest mistake. He put trust in himself. By the way, if you know a friend that's struggling to listen, he's blind, or maybe a family member, you know what you need to do? You need to pray for him. In verse 32, it says, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Jesus knows he's going to fall. So you got to pray for them. So when they get restored, they'll come back with strength. Amen? So pray for them, that God may open their eyes. But anyway, Peter's confidence in himself. It says here that Peter says, I am ready to go with thee. That's a big mistake. Don't put confidence in yourself. Peter said, I am. That's Peter's mistake, trusting in himself. We ought not to put trust in ourselves. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Psalms 146, verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. You ought not to put trust in yourself. Trust not in thine own wisdom. Lean not into our own understanding. Amen? That's not a verse, but I think I messed it up. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Beloved, be careful of hanging out with bad friends. We tell you that all the time. And you say, they can't change me. We say, be careful of that guy. He has not so good doctrine, right? And by his smooth speech, you believe everything he says, hook, line, and sinker. Now you think the New King James Bible is okay. You start to preach the way they preach. You start to do it easy, does it like them. They are changing you, and you're not listening. Run away from those types of people. You think you can't fall. Oh, I can flirt with that girl. I could text these things to her. I'm not going to fall. You already fell right there. The devil has you, and he's going to sift you as wheat. I can date this girl. She said she's not saved. When I marry her, I'm going to change her. Be careful. Watch out. You are setting yourself up for the major downfall. And then we see Peter's shameful fall. In verse 54 of Luke 22, it says, Then they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled the fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him. That means she studied this dude and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, whom, woman, I know him not. See that? Jesus is denying. Peter is denying Jesus something he said he will not do. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he's a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not whence thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew, and the Lord looked upon Peter. Somehow Jesus turned around and he looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crew, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Beloved, how do you deny Christ? You know what's really sad? Your youth pastor, your parents, your pastor, those who care about you and loved you and love you and taught you everything from the Bible from your youth up. They say, hey, don't hang around this church. Don't hang around these friends. Don't hang around these so-called seminary professors with these weird doctrines. You're going to end up dropping your standards and talking just like them, acting just like them, and denying the things that you were taught. The Bible says, remove not the ancient landmark, meddle not with those that are given to change. And you know what's really sad? Before you realize it, you reject those that love you. You reject your parents' counsel. You reject your siblings' counsel. And you reject everyone that really cares about you. And then you accept ideologies from people who never did anything for you. That's ultimate denial right there. And it's a very hurtful thing. Okay? And by the time you realize it, when the cock crows in your life, then you realize, wow, those that love me the most, I rejected their counsel. Blessed is the man that sitteth not in the counsel of the godly. Amen. So Peter's shameful fall. He fell all because he had confidence in himself and not God. What he should have done was like get scared and say, God, please pray over me. I mean, which Jesus did, and pray himself that he doesn't deny the Lord. Point number four, Peter's inspired warning to us. Now, Peter learned from this. Peter was beaten for the Lord. And then he was martyred. That means he was killed for the Lord. Him and his wife. He was crucified upside down. Before that happened, he warns us. You know what he says? Look with me in Peter 5:8. And this is the application that we really need to take home with us right here. We need to listen to those that try to warn us, godly people that try to warn us. When we point things out to you from the scripture, you ought to listen to that. That trumps everything. Don't listen to us to listen to us. Listen to God. If we point something to you from the scripture, from the Bible, listen to it. So frustrating that so many guys that we care about, we show them from the Bible, hey, this is why you got to do this. And they reject our counsel. They deny us. And then they fall and mess their life up. And it's too late. Then they realize, and they're out there crying, oh my goodness, I should have listened. 5:8, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, watch out. You need to listen, but watch out. Be vigilant. Are you paying attention to the counsel that God the men has given you? Is it from the Bible? You know, I know people right now, I show them verses from the Bible. Just, it's not my opinions. And they still reject me. It hurts. How do you think God feels? Jesus looked at Peter. He turned around and looked at Peter. And it crushed Peter. Okay, so here's what Peter says. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. What can we get out of this message? Okay, be sober. Watch out. Be vigilant. Look out. Walk circumspectly, the Bible says. If someone cares for you so much to put his arm around you and say, hey, let me show you from the Bible where you're messing up. I'm trying to warn you. You better be vigilant to that. They're going to say, Jonathan, Jonathan, because they care for you. They really don't want you to be destroyed by the devil. So we have Jesus concerned warning. Jesus warned Peter. He said, Simon, Simon. We have Peter's confidence in himself. That's one of the mistakes that I think Peter made. He said, he told God, Jesus, I'm going to go to jail for you. You know, I can do this. Okay, that's his mistake. I've seen it. People say, oh, they're not going to change me. You hang around them long enough, they will definitely change you. You know, like that old story I heard from preachers. You get a house bird with a crow so that the, you know, thinking that the crow is going to learn how to sing music like the house bird. Next thing you know, the house bird starts crowing just like the crow. Okay? A companion of fools shall be destroyed. You hang around people long enough, you're going to act just like them. That's why the Bible talks about have no fellowship with the world in the Bible. I didn't plan to write those verses down. But you fellowship with the world, you're going to start acting like them. And then we have Peter's shameful fall. And then Peter's inspired warning to us. Peter warned us in Peter 5:8 to walk, to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Will you today watch out?